Welcome to ODL podcast number 6. In this podcast, I want to share with you some of the issues I am confronted with regarding the role of the ODL communique. My name is Paul Prinsloo. I am the ODL coordinator. I am often confronted with questions such as, do you know how many people read these communiques? Or do you represent admin or academics? Or worse still, I also am confronted with the question, do you represent the views from UNISA's management? And what do you hope to achieve with these communiques? Let me start with the last question first. It is most probably the easiest one to answer. When I was seconded as the ODL coordinator at the start of 2010, I felt the need to communicate regularly with the wider UNISA community with regards to developments of the ODL task teams. One of the issues of the previous versions of the ODL project was that the broader UNISA community often felt that they were left in the cold and or did not know what was happening or what progress was made. Though regular ODL reports served at the different institutional forums, somehow the broader UNISA community felt excluded. This resulted in the thought that it would be a good idea to send out regular updates regarding progress made. The communiques were sent out and are still being sent out via email from the Office of the Executive Director Academic Planning, and is also made available on the weekly e-news. I have no idea of how many people actually read these communiques. Many UNISA staff has sent me personal emails commenting on issues I raised in these communiques. Some staff members posted comments on the communiques on the UNISA ODL blog site, and many other staff members made remarks, often teasing me when they meet me in the corridors. At several institutional meetings, mention was made to the role of these communiques in keeping everyone informed and in one way or the other involved. Despite the evidence that suggests that the communiques are being read, I really have no idea of how many people regularly read these communiques, and somehow it is not important for me to know. Why don't I care to know how many people actually read these communiques? Don't I care? Of course not, I do care. But I'm also very sober to realize that many staff experience an information overload and or may not be interested in the ODL project and or may not necessarily relate to my style as author. By posting a weekly update on issues in ODL, I fulfill my responsibility to do everything in my power to ensure that the UNISA community knows what the issues are the ODL project is facing and what progress we are making. Nothing less and nothing more. I hope to achieve better understanding and a more critical and informed engagement with ODL, the challenges and the opportunities it offers. As these communiques developed, I also grew in finding my own voice and increasingly share opinions and try to provoke critical discussions. Hopefully the sharing of my own views never smacks of arrogance or self-importance. I am extremely grateful for the opportunity to be allowed to communicate with the wider UNISA community, and may my reflections always bear witness to the huge respect I have for UNISA staff. Who do I represent in these communiques? Academics, management or administration? I represent no one else but myself and a particular responsibility to foreground ODL and the progress made with the implementation of ODL. As ODL coordinator, I am reporting to the Vice Principal Academic and Research, Professor Maria. Therefore, I find myself in the academic portfolio. But my substantive position is that of an education consultant in the Directorate for Curriculum and Learning Development, the DCLD, which is a professional position in the broader scheme of things. I do not have any intention or mandate to represent management or the viewpoints of management. Many communiques contain critical questions regarding ODL, which may even be seen as a critique of UNISA's management. But there are also many instances where I honestly feel that I can applaud the decisions that they take and took. To close, colleagues, I somehow would like to see myself in the position of the clown or jester at a medieval carnival, in service of the king, but also humouring and questioning many of the decisions of the king in an open manner. See you next week.